Father.
We need you. We need you. We need you. So open up a door of understanding and insight in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I believe everyone comes to church to receive something from the Lord, and you've said that even earlier when we were asking how many of you here to receive from the Lord. I believe that to be true, and we want to thank God for your presence here. I also believe most Christians leave church and they never get what they came to receive. I believe we come to receive from God, and I believe most of us do not get what we came to receive. And I would like to start talking about some of those things in connection with other things that we've said. And we want to put it into practice and start receiving that. I believe that the problem comes from not knowing how to receive. All right? We're learning how to give. We're learning about that. We're learning how to give. Most of us don't know how to receive or what is involved in receiving from the Lord. And God is very particular in how he will allow us to receive from him. Most of us, I believe, try to believe what God says. We try our best to believe it. Is that true? Would you say that true? We try to believe it. And we try to believe God for healing. Anyone has believed God for healing? Have you tried that? And the pain is still there, the discomfort. So we tried to believe God for healing. Some have tried to believe God for houses or new apartments or for college tuition or for better relationships. And the pain is still there of not having what you believe God for. So we believe for something or for someone, and then what we believe for, if it does not come to pass or we never received what we believe for, then we will stop believing. Does that make any sense to anyone, what I'm just saying? So here's where I want to work, and I'm going to be talking in the next couple of weeks about how this works. And it's a beautiful thing once you get into it. What I'm trying to say, I pick up the Bible, and it was part of the challenge I got from going to 16th Street. They asked me to talk about prayer, and prayer is a difficult thing sometimes to talk about if you really dig into it. It's simple to say that people talk to God. You know, prayer is just talking to God. The difficult thing is people don't see God, and they don't receive answers, and they don't want to be hypocritical when they pray, and so you have to deal with those kinds of issues. And then there are scriptures in the Bible that are too big for us to pray. You know about those, right? The scripture where whatever you ask in my name, I would give it. You've ever prayed that scripture, that text? Have you ever claimed it? And have you ever claimed it and did not get what you asked for? You've ever claimed that? So that is underlying the issue. So then what do we do, or how do we work with God to receive what we believe? All right? The first thing I want to say is that when you come to church, you should expect to receive a seed from God. You should come in expecting to receive a seed from God. You come in, you expect, God, I'm expecting somewhere in this service that you are going to give me something. Does not the Bible say he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a what? He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And so when we come to church, we ought to expect to do what? Receive what? Receive a what? Okay, so when I come to church, I expect to receive seed from God. I expect to get pregnant spiritually with what God has to say. Are you with me? Okay, so when I come to church, I come in expecting God to speak to me, right? We'll get them settled. Just stay with me. I come in church expecting what? I'm expecting God to speak through me. I am hopeful. I am eager I want to hear what God has to say, right? I want to know from God why the earthquakes this week. I want to know from God why did so-and-so pass. I want to know from God why did my cousin get healed, and why did my old knock-kneed, mean-headed uncle never get sick, amen? He goes to the hospital one day and he's out, and then my cousin worshiping God and praising God never gets out. I want to know that. I want a word from God, right? So the word from God I should expect when I come to church is a seed. It is a what, everyone? So I should expect God to give me seed, and that seed, I will use it to meet whatever need. Do you have that? I know it sounds simplistic, but get that in your mind. God gives you what? Seed. And then you determine the harvest based upon what you do with that seed. Are you still with me? So when you come to church, you come in to receive from the Lord, right? And as you obey the word, you sow the seed through obedience, and you will receive the harvest from that seed. So God knows you have a question in your mind. God knows there's an issue in your life. And so when you come to church, God will give you seed. And that seed, as you process it properly, will meet your need. Now, I understand that my job at church, I have a job at church, good to see you. My job during praise and worship, my job during times of fellowship is to listen for the word of the Lord to me today. You with me? I listen. God, what do you have for me today? Not what you had last week. What do you have for me today? And then as I listen to hear from God today. I receive from God what he has for me today, and I make sure I get an understanding of what I hear. So I have a job. I come in the building. I'm coming to church. I'm coming looking for seed. I make sure I get my seed. Make sure I understand from God. And I have to understand it, because the enemy will snatch away from me anything I do not understand. You remember we talked about that? One of the mysteries of the kingdom is that Satan has the approval to take from your heart what you do not understand. You remember we went through that scripture, mysteries of the kingdom. So when you're in church, you stay alert, you stay awake, you're mindful that God is at work, and the very thing you need to know to give you the most awesome life will be given to you today. It will actually come to you. So today is the best day of your life, because from this day forward, you will have another seed to take care of another need. As you listen to God, he will speak directly to your heart. So you have a job to do. I have a job to deliver the message. And what is your job? Listen and to expect to receive, right? See, we're on the giving part. You've given to God by coming. You also have to learn how to receive. I'm expecting to receive from God today. I'm determined I will not leave church until God speaks to me in one shape, form, or fashion. God has to speak to me today. And if that's your attitude, then you will not leave without your blessing. If you are lackadaisical about it, God speaks, whatever, he may speak next week. No, I need to hear from God today. I need seed because I have needs that have to be taken care of. So, number one, expect to receive seed at church, right? Number two, fight the good fight of what, everybody? Faith. So, I come to church, and I'm doing it in three parts before I get to my text. My text will be part number three. I come to church, I come in the building expecting God, I'm drawing on you. You must talk to me today. Through song, through word, but I'm expecting, I'm open, and I'm going to receive something from you today. Now I leave church. Follow me. As I leave church, I need to fight a good fight of faith. Number one, I need to come to church, get an understanding. At church, I get my seed. During the week, I fight a good fight of what, everybody? Yeah, we're going to get it. I fight a good fight of faith. So what are you supposed to do? The word you hear today, throughout the week, you are to hold fast to that word. Who can help me? Cameron, would you come help me for a minute? And we will talk about that. That the scripture is literally saying, hold fast, listen, it's to grab the word and wrestle it down and don't let it go all during the week. Are you listening to me? No, stay with me. So I receive my seed. The devil is coming to take my seed. And the Bible said, during the week, you fight the good fight of what? You hold fast to that seed and you wrestle that down. Why do you tell somebody to hold? Don't beat me up, Cameron. Why do you tell somebody to hold fast? Because somebody is coming. Are you listening? So you're gonna hear something in just a minute that's gonna challenge your faith. The enemy is gonna come for some of you before you leave church, but definitely when you leave. So you have a job at church. I got to get my seat. I got mine. Then the Lord is saying, once you get it, hold fast to that seed. Are you listening? Amen. Thank you. Amen. You got to hold fast to that seed. That means, listen, you have to keep it in your mind. What I'm going to tell you in just a minute, you're going to have to keep it in your mind, and you're going to have to fight the enemy to keep it in your mind. Somebody's going to hear a song this week that's going to get caught up in your mind fighting with the word that you've heard. Somebody will have somebody walk up to them and say something in opposition to what you have heard, and you will find yourself starting to shift. You have to hold fast. You have to wrestle that word down. Listen, and you got to believe it in the worst of times. Are you all with me? So I come in expecting. I come in. I'm not having an earthly experience in church. I'm having a God experience. And God will give me seed that has the ability to produce a harvest, but I have to fight the good fight of faith, right? Keep it in your mind. Learn how to repeat it to yourself. Learn how to say over and over again to yourself what you believe about God and what you know the Bible says about life. Are you with me? And you got to get it in. You got to get it in. So now my job, I come to church, I have a job. I come to church, I receive seed from God. And then during the week, I hold on to it. I hold on to it. I wrestle. I fight the good fight of faith, right? Let me pause and put a commercial in. One of the reasons why we have prayer meeting in the middle of the week is to reinforce and strengthen you to hold on to your seed. Are you listening? And one of the reasons why I'm in a topic I'm in now is because some of us can't hold our seed, not because of spiritual warfare, but because of emotional imbalance. So we lose our seed, and we lose our harvest, and we die without having the kind of life God wants us to have. And I just heard the enemy tell somebody, you're too old. That's another lie. That's another lie. You can have the life God wants you to have right now. God is only looking for a believer. Because you are not the one who does it. He told Judah, if you praise me, I will give. In fact, I gave you the land. All I want you to do is praise me as I'm giving you what I gave you. I'm going to say it. You ready? Now, so I have my job. I know my job. When I come to church, my job is to expect. I'm expecting. Anybody expecting to receive something from God? I should be on the verge of my seat. Where is my seat? Because I'm going to snatch it up. Amen. And I'm going to hold on to it, and let me give you what we're going to hold on to. Number three, learn how to receive, listen, what you say you believe. Okay? Mark chapter 11. You know the scripture by heart. Mark chapter 11. But I've seen some things in here that I want to share with you that are just blessing me so I can't wait. Mark chapter 11. Are you ready? Mark chapter 11. You have your Bible? Or look on Mark chapter 11. Or somebody look on with you, Mark 11. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, verse number 12. You know the story. Receive what you say you believe. You know the story. On the morrow, when they were come to Bethany, he was hungry. They're talking about Jesus in verse 12, Mark 11, 12. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Notice the wording. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And what does the Bible say next? What happened? His disciples heard it, right? 15. And they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple, began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. 17. And he taught them, saying unto them, Is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves? And the scribes and the chief priests heard it. They sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And when even was come, he went out into the city. And in the morning, do you have that? In the morning, as they passed by, they saw what he said. Anyway, they saw the fig tree dried up from what? Hear me. 21. And Peter, calling to remembrance, because Peter was caught by surprise. Whoa, Jesus, you remember? You remember the fig tree that you cursed? Wow, it's withered away. 22. Jesus answering said unto them, what, everybody? Have what? Faith in who? God. 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not do what? Doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. What does the next statement say? He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you that what things soever you desire when you pray, do what? Believe that you receive them and you shall what? Okay, let's look at it. Let's look at it. Jesus, we see, received what he said he believed. When he came to the fig tree and he found nothing but leaves, the Bible said he cursed the tree and said, no one eat from this fruit again. And the Bible said when they passed by the second time, the tree was dried up from what? Its roots, right? Verse 13 and 14 again. Seeing the fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto what? It. He spoke to the tree. He said, no man is going to eat fruit of thee hereafter. So he spoke to the tree. Did the disciples hear Jesus speaking to the tree? And the tree heard Jesus speaking. But the disciples did not think much about what Jesus said because they were not in tune with what Jesus believed. Jesus believed that there was power in what he said. Sister Wilkes, I'm right there with you. When the Bible said Jesus cursed the tree, it simply means he spoke of the tree in a negative manner. He spoke negatively about the tree. Listen, and his negative speech cursed the tree. And the tree had no choice but to surrender to the words of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus had the dominion and the power in the earthly realm. Just as God gave you and me when he says you have dominion and you have power.
So the work of the enemy is to fool us into thinking we don't have dominion and we don't have power, or to trick us into not knowing that there's power in what we say when we believe. Not just in what you say, but when you believe. And by the way, there's a trap. We're gonna get to the trap in a minute. Let's go to verse number 20 again. Are you looking at it? Verse number 20. What does the Bible say? In the morning, everyone say in the morning. As they passed by, what did they see? The fig tree dried up from what, everyone? The roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, look, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Who was surprised? Peter was surprised. And Jesus answering said unto them, what? Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not do what, everybody? Doubt in his heart, that's important, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have what? Whatever he says. Are you listening? Jesus' response, stay with me, I'm getting ready to make the point in a minute. Jesus' response, because this is the easy part right in here. Because what's on the surface, we say Jesus has said, whatever you believe, no doubt in your heart, you're going to have what you say. Oh, yeah, Jesus. Jesus' response was disappointment, because the disciples believed after they saw the tree dried up. Jesus believed it when he said it. Jesus was not in the business of saying what he doesn't believe. So when he said it, is because he believed it, and then he received what he said he believed. Now, let's go back to verse number 22. The text says in verse 22, Jesus answering said unto them, do what? Have faith in God. And I remember the first time I preached this text, I talked about how you need to have faith in what God can do, right? And just know that God can pull it off. I remember the text. I enjoyed the sermon, amen? But as I studied a little more, I found out that I did not translate those words properly. Those words are not saying have faith in God. Those words are saying have the God kind of faith. Those words are not saying have faith in God. They're saying have the God kind of faith. And how does God express his faith? He expresses his faith by saying what he believes. Jesus said, have the God kind of faith. How does God express his faith? When God says what he believes, he receives what he says. Are you all there? Jesus is saying, number one, the number one way of releasing your faith is by saying what you believe. Mm-hmm. Jesus is saying, when you say what you believe, you receive what you believe. Mm-hmm. But wait, you've tried saying what you say over and over again, and you tried praying what you pray. And you prayed over and over again, and you find that this scripture is not working for you. And I want to suggest it's not working for you either because you're not surrendered totally to God, or it's not working because you don't know how to make it work for you, or it is working, and you are not aware that it's working all the time. It's working. It's working. Let me explain that to you. Let me explain. Jesus, look at verse number 20, 22 and 23. Jesus answering said unto them, notice what he says, have faith in God. And we understand that to mean have the what kind of faith? How does God express what he believes? He says what he believes and he receives what he says, right? Notice, hear me. You ready to go to work? Jesus did not say, listen, that you will have only those things you say to the mountain. Jesus said, you will have whatsoever you say. Jesus said, not that you will have what you say to the mountain, but Jesus said, you will have whatever you say. Meaning that you will have what you say no matter what you say. Which means that, y'all are still not with me, I'm going to make it plain. You will not only have what you say to the mountain, but you will have everything else you say that you really believe in your heart. Mm-hmm. One translation says, you will have whatsoever you are saying. Mm-hmm. When you prayed, listen. When you prayed about your problems, and then you prayed about your problems, and then after you prayed about your problems and talked to God about your problems, then you said, Lord, this mountain is still getting bigger. And then you said, this prayer thing is not working. And then you had what you said. Because you really believe prayer doesn't work. Guess what? You are saying that you believe that your prayer is not working. And I am saying that I believe that the mountains are getting bigger. And guess what? Jesus says you will have what you say. Watch this. I'm praying to God about one thing. And then I'm praying to God. God, I really need you to do this for me. I'm believing you're going to do this for me. I'm going to make a point about that in a minute. I'm believing you're going to do this for me. I'm believing that you will eventually do this for me. And then after I finished praying, I started telling God what the devil said about what I believe. Because the devil has said that mountain's not going to move. And the devil has said it's going to get bigger. And the devil has said your prayer is not working. And the devil has said God is not going to hear you. And guess what? I start speaking and believing that my prayer won't work and that my problems will get bigger. And Jesus said, guess what? You will have what you say that you really believe. Jesus said the mountain will move. You will have what you say. Jesus did not say you will have what he says about your mountains. But he said you will have what you say that you believe. So when I thank God for what his word says, and his word says that the mountain is going to move, listen, generally the mountain gets larger before it gets smaller. But because I now start saying what I am seeing and not saying what Jesus has said, I start having what I say that I really believe. I don't know if this is making sense to you. Whenever you pray, what you really believe shows up. So I go to God. God, I'm claiming the scripture. Whatever I ask in your name, I'm going to receive it. But I end up not receiving anything because when I prayed, I really didn't believe I was going to get an answer. Now, I don't doubt the existence of the mountain. The mountain is actually there. I'm not saying as Christians we have to be schizophrenic. We have to go into denial. I'm not saying that. The mountain is there. Would everybody agree the mountain is there? The mountain is there. The mountain is actually there. So when I speak to the mountain and I declare that mountain has to move, I'm not saying the mountain is not there. I am denying the mountain the right to stand in the way of the word. So the mountain has to move. Now, even in this miracle, they didn't see the result until the following day. So there was a time period. Come on, come on. There was a time period, but you got to stay on target with what you believe. Because if you believe it and actually say it, then God is going to do something about it. That's all right. You're not there. You're not there. You're not there. You're not there. Let me illustrate it. Here, Cameron, come help me again. Cameron's song. He's preaching everything, man. Come on, Cameron. Get my bag there. That's my shopping bag right there. And I want you, Cameron, if you would walk over by the other speaker, and you're gonna be the answer to my prayer, all right? And Cameron, would you show me what's in the bag one at a time? Now, what do I have in the bag? I have some grape juice, right? Which is very refreshing and very nourishing. Anybody need refreshment and nourishment from the Lord? Amen. So it's right there, and where is it? It's in the bag. What else do I have in the bag there, Cameron? Help me out. I have a book about being alone with God. I have a fresh word from the Lord. Anybody want a word from the Lord? An instruction. Then I got a video. I got vision. And where is it? It's all in the bag. Now watch this. Get your bag ready, Cameron. Because, listen, I'm going to go to God in faith. And I begin praying. God, I need refreshment from you. I need vision. I need understanding. I need a fresh word from the Lord, right? And as I start praying that way, Cameron, the word, right? Faith connects and start walking slowly toward me. But now, you know, it's taken so long. And as I start saying that, he has to stop. It's taken so long. And I don't think I will ever get what I prayed for. What does he have to do? Go on back over. Go on back over. Are you listening to me? I'm going to have what I say. But Lord, I need refreshment from you. I believe in you for refreshment and a fresh word from the Lord. And he starts walking slowly again. And I don't know why. I keep trying this thing and it works for other people, but it never works for. He has to go back. He has to go back. He has to go back because the Bible said you will have. Who's controlling this thing now? God has already said, I want to reward you. I want to help you, right? So I start believing God again. I get somebody to agree with me, right? And we're touching and agreeing, babe, would you come help me? We're touching and agreeing in prayer because we need to receive this from God, right? And I'm saying, I want you to agree with me that I will receive refreshment from the Lord. And I'll receive vision from the Lord. I'll receive a fresh word from the Lord. And in prayer, we say, I agree. And so start walking slowly. And then as we spend time apart and she's gone on about a job, she said, man, I don't know what the pastor, he might have asked for too much. There's a break in agreement now, and guess what? The prayer's held up, and I'm wondering what's going on. Maybe we were not in agreement. I start doubting, and I will have gone on back. I will have what I say. Are you listening to me? Yeah, and we're wondering why God doesn't do anything. Let me go somewhere else with this. Cameron, he's over there, right? When you speak it in faith, It's in the realm of faith. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But guess what? What is James chapter 1? Let me find that. Don't go, Cameron. Don't go. James chapter 1, verse number what? The one that talks about a double-minded man? Is that in James chapter 1? Huh? Is that there in your Bible? Let's see if it's in my Bible. James chapter 1. Would you turn there with me? It says, verse number 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him do what? Liberally. So I'm going to ask for wisdom. Wisdom start walking slowly toward me. I'm asking for wisdom. Man, I'm believing God for wisdom, but I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if God is going to help me. What happened? Huh? What does the scripture say? If you lack wisdom, you ask of God, and what will God do? Give it to you, how? Liberally and upbraid it not. And what does the Bible say in the end of verse number 5? And it what? So wisdom was on the way, verse number 6. But let him ask in what? Faith, nothing what? Wavering. For he that wavers is like a what? Wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Number 7, what does it say? Don't even. even let that man think he will receive anything from the Lord. Why? A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He's not going to get anything from the Lord because God is sending angels and sending them back and sending angels and sending them back. And you're praying one thing and saying one thing and believing one thing and back and forth. God said, don't even think you're going to get anything from me. Angel, just sit down, hold the blessing until my servants get their heart right with me. Thank you, Cameron. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Are you getting that? Yeah. Amen. Amen. As a child of God, let's go back to Mark chapter 11. Are you getting this? Yeah. Are you getting this? It's very important what comes out of your mouth. Matter of fact, we started playing that game at the house. Another pastor was talking about he and his wife did it and made a big difference. If we say anything about ourselves negative as a game, we play with each other. I say to my wife, I agree with that. And she, oh, no, 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 that's not what I want to say. Or she catch me saying something negative about myself out of my mouth. She would say, I agree with that. And I'm, oh, no, 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 that's not what I want to say. Because I am going to have what I say that I believe. Are you listening to me? Look at 23 and 24. You all still with me? I'm going to try to complete this. I got something else I need to say. 23 and 24, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith, right? And the whatsoever is based on the word of God. You can't be in church, you know, believing God for somebody else's husband and believing God for somebody else's wife. It is based on the word of God, amen? Yeah, no, none of that kind of stuff, right? And he said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, what does it say? Believe that you receive them and you shall. Okay, listen. As a child of God, you are commanded to speak to the mountain. Why? Because as a child of God, God is your father. And he wants you to imitate him. And he gets his work done by saying what he believes. He spake and it was done, right? He commanded and it stood fast. So God wants you to start saying what you really believe. You have to watch your words. You can't just go through life saying anything because you are a speaking spirit. You create with your words. That's why we use the words we use. That's why we have a certain category of curse words. That's their purpose. To make the hearer feel bad about themselves. If you do not doubt in your heart, but you believe what you say, what you believe is what will come to pass. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, whatever you desire, if you believe it, you receive it. If you believe that you will not be healed and you speak doubt and unbelief, you will have what you say. If you say you believe and then really you don't believe, it would be better off saying, God, help my unbelief. Because sometimes we really don't believe what God says. Come on. There are scriptures in the Bible, I tell you, if we read them today, it was everything is riding on two things. What are you saying? And number two, what are you believing? I almost wanted to say as I was working on this that faith is something that makes something else, but that's not correct. Faith is what connects you to what God has for you. Faith is like a zone or an exclusive neighborhood. Faith is like Upper Rancho Palos Verdes, gated, guarded, faith. Everything you say is in the gated, guarded, upper community. When you believe something and speaks it, it shows up by faith up there in that community. As you exercise your faith, your blessing gets closer and closer to the gate, and then eventually it will come out into your presence. It comes from the faith realm into the earth realm. You've been speaking by faith. Eventually, you start writing what you've been speaking about. You've been speaking about the money to pay your rent, Soon you will be writing the check, and it is good. You've been speaking about your healing, even though your body says you're not healed, and eventually it becomes good. You begin to receive what you have believed. Are you with me? The next point I want to make, Mark chapter 11 again. Look at verse number 24. Now, this may be tough. I'm going to say something about it and talk about it again next week or the weeks ahead. Mark 11, 24. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire. Do you see that? When you pray, what does the next statement say? Believe that you receive them and you shall. Okay, everybody watch me. The text as we read it is saying, believe that you receive them and you should have it. In its original language, it is saying, believed. Did you get that? Believed. Past tense. So I'm saying, I'm believing God for something. No, the text saying, you believed, that you already have it, and then you get it. Jesus believed that tree was already dried up. Therefore, what he believed showed up. Some of us don't get what we want from God because we're trying to believe. And we're not at the point where we have believed. Are you listening to me? I'm talking about how to receive from God. So I get to a point where I believed that I already have it. Past tense. Before the foundation of the world, it was already mine. So now I'm looking at what I already have. Then I say, what I already have believed, and then I get to have it. Faith is already past tense. You are not believing God for something. You believed him for something that you are receiving today. You got it? Yeah. Let's look at one scripture and then we'll stop. Let me give you an example of that. 1 Samuel. Here's an example. Now, did we say you have to fight the good fight of faith? I'm going to share this with you. You're going to have to believe that you have it before it shows up where you can see it. Amen? And when you believed that you have it, everything about you changed. 1 Samuel chapter 1, you know the story beginning in verse 5. 1 Samuel 1, you know the story about Hannah. The Lord had shut up her womb. You remember that? She was trying to have children. Verse 6, the Lord had shut up her womb. Year after year, 7, she's going up to the house of God to pray. Verse number 10, she was in bitterness of soul, and she prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. She made a vow to God, right? Verse number 12, it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord, Eli marked her mouth. And verse 13, she was speaking from her heart. Her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. And he thought she was what? And this is somebody going after God, amen? Mm-hmm. Some of us won't get what we want from God because we're too nice. Trying to be pretty when our lives are really desperate and they're falling apart. He says in verse number 14, how long will you be drunk? Put away wine from you. She says, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. I've drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have done what? I poured out my soul before the Lord. Is she getting the prayer through? Oh, yes, she is. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken hereunto. And what did Eli say? Eli answered and said, what, everybody? Go in peace. He said, the God of Israel do what? grant thee thy petition which you have asked of him. Are you listening to me? She had faith in what the man of God was saying. I poured out my heart to God, and I'm being sensitive. I'm expecting an answer. And what happens? The man of God comes over. He doesn't understand my situation properly, but once he understands it, he says you can go because God is going to answer your prayer. And the Bible said in the next verse, she gets up and goes with joy. She starts eating again. There's joy on her face. Why? Because she believed. Now, when did she get pregnant? She didn't get pregnant when she got home and got together. She got pregnant at the prayer time when she believed. Once she believed, the Bible said in verse number 18, she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight, for the woman went her way and did eat. And what else does the Bible say? Her countenance was what, everyone? Why? Because I'm already pregnant based on the word of God. I will have what I. Do you see now? I want to receive from God. Anybody here want to receive from God? So I have to get my words lined up. I have to be very careful about what comes out of my mouth. I have to give back to God. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. Do you know what God wants back from him? He wants his words to come back to him. You know, confession is simply agreeing with God about what he says about you. Some people haven't confessed their sins because they haven't agreed that they were as bad as God says they are. Amen. Yeah. So God wants his word to come back. As you learn how to agree with God, expecting to hear from him, and then make sure your words are in order. Believe and speak. What the word says is yours. Then the Bible says you can have it. And what I am finding is that God is very clear that when one thing is in my heart and another thing is in my mouth, then God said, no, you're not going to get anything from me. I'm not dealing with any double-minded individuals. That man would not get anything. Don't even expect something from the Lord. Perhaps what we need to do is that Father did, Lord, help thou my unbelief, because I've been coming to church for years, and I've been waiting on you to do it, and God said, no, I've been giving you seed. Today, this word is seed. You will be faced with situations. Some of you came to church. Some crazy stuff going on. You have word now. You can fight a good fight of faith over. God, you spoke it and that tree was cursed. And I got some garbage going on that needs to stop. Help me to believe your word and get to the point where I speak your word. Even if the mountain gets bigger, I declare it has no right to stay. And that when my word, my heart lines up with what you say is true, then I can receive what I say I believe. Somebody else in church needs to pray for crop failure, because you've been sowing so much doubt. You've really been trying to play a game with God. And you know, the game is, God, I know I'm supposed to believe you, but I really don't, so I'm going to fake you out. And I'm going to talk as if I believe. But really, there's nothing but doubt in my heart. And so at church, I speak faith. And all during the week, I speak doubt. And guess what? You have what you say. Father, I pray that you would allow us to have crop failure. We didn't mean to hurt ourselves with our own lips, but we were so busy hurting ourselves. Ah, we ask that you'd forgive us for that. Then I pray that you would help us where we have doubt and unbelief.
that we would learn to believe you and trust you in Jesus' name. Would you just say with me, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Come on, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Lord, I believe you're a God of breakthrough. And you will break through for me now. Come on, Lord, I believe you're a God of breakthrough. And you will turn it around for me now. Come on, Lord, I believe. Blessings are mine. Joy is mine. Mercy is mine. Peace is mine. Happiness is mine. And I receive it now. Come on, Lord, I believe. All that you have for me, I will receive. And I will walk in all the understanding you give me about your word. Come on, Lord, I believe. I will fight the good fight of faith. I will not let you down. Lord, I believe. When I stand up, the devil has to go. In Jesus' name. Lord, I believe. This is a good day to have what I say in the name of Jesus. Lord, I believe that I can change, that I have changed, and you continue to change everything about me that needs to change. Come on. Lord, I believe that this day is the best time to receive what I must receive from you. Lord, I believe this week as I fight with my words, I will say, come on, what you say. I will speak what you've already spoken. I will receive what you've already given. Come on, Lord, I believe that everything the devil has stolen from me will come back to me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Lord, I believe that if I'm big enough to say it, if I'm big enough to pray it, if I'm big enough to believe it, then I can receive it. Come on, say amen, somebody. Listen, listen. Hallelujah.